Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter. Sagt der Savas Perik Dalet Mishnah Yotes. Shmuel HaKotten, Eimer Shmuel HaKotten says. Wait a second. Shmuel HaKotten, what does that mean? Shmuel is small? This was a name that was given to him as a shvach, as a praise, because he was a tremendous anav. Some say he was called Shmuel HaKotten because you shouldn't confuse him with the Navi Shmuel. That was also a praise, because he was such a tzaddik that unless you specified a cotton, you could confuse him with the Navi Shmuel. The Tosfos Yom Tov brings us from the Yerushalmi in the Masechta Saita that really he was such a tzaddik he could have been a Navi, but the Dor wasn't Zeicha. So Shmuel HaKotten, Aymer Shmuel HaKotten says, Benefoil Oivacha Al Tismach, when your enemy falls, do not be glad. Uvi Kashloi, and when he stumbles, Al Yogel Libecha, don't let your heart rejoice. Pen Yira Hashem, because maybe Hashem will see this, because it's wrong for a person to be happy when someone else suffers, even your enemy. And Veheshev Mi Olav Apa, and Hashem will turn his anger away from him and on you. See, when you laugh at someone, or you're enjoying the fact that someone else is suffering, automatically that triggers a din in Shemayim. And what about you? You don't deserve to be punished? Does anyone want to trigger a din on themselves? Now really, what's Shmuel HaKotten saying? I mean, this is the Pasuk. Shlaim HaMelech tells us this. So the Mefarshim explained that's the point. He went around to everyone pointing out the Pasuk. This is what Shmuel HaKotten always used to do. That's what the Mishnah is telling us. Along the same lines, we have to be very careful never to ask that so-and-so should be punished, because that automatically triggers a din of Shemayim. Oh, you want so-and-so to be punished? How's about you? Did you maybe do something like that? The Chavetz Chaim says a mashal. If you go to a father, and you say to a father, your Shimon is a great son. Mamash, your Shimon is a tzaddik. He's such a mitzuyan. He's great. Father kvels. He's such nachas. Oh, but you're whatever. I'm just picking a name out of the hat. You're Chaim? The Manal punished him. It was so funny. He was so embarrassed. You think the father's happy to hear that? I was laughing so hard and Chaim was like, he turned red. Maybe Chaim deserved to be punished. And of course, if your name is Chaim, I don't mean you. What do you think the father feels like? Oh, and you were laughing when my son was being punished by the Manal. Very nice. That's what Shmuel HaKotten cautions us about. There's a boy who isn't acting nicely. Daven to Hashem, he should start acting nicely and do tshuva. But you don't go smiling at his punishment.